We had a chance to get back together with him and talked about a lot of things, obviously compliance issues, talked a little bit about messaging for the year. But each year has its own challenges. And one of the things that, we had to deal with yesterday and are dealing with currently is the death of a teammate. And, you know, to start camp off and get guys back together and really visit about that situation and the logistics of Polo's funeral this Saturday was a very, very not an easy topic. And it's something that's hard for one of the hardest things a coach has to deal with. And the support of that family, the support of his teammates, and, you know, in a way, getting back together as a group and getting back in a routine, going out on the field today, somehow that you know, that might help, because these guys are share the same kind of emotion, same kind of feelings for a guy that that they cared very, very deeply about. And you know, I just also want to say I appreciate the number of people out there and the number of coaches that reached out to me who've been through similar situations. And you know, there's no manual for that, and I appreciate your help and your calls. Obviously, in the last 24 hours, some other news has come to light with Johnny, and that's a situation that for me as a coach, you know, that has happened in a 24-hour period. Our university is doing its due diligence to find out the facts. And as a coach, you know, you deal with a lot of different things during this time, during practice, and we're going to practice and go ahead as normal and be able to adjust as the facts are related to me. But as I said, you know, in the last 24 hours, we've become aware of that situation, and we will deal with it accordingly. So I'll open it up to questions at this point.
And if you would, when you get the mic, if you'd identify yourself in your media outlet, please. Have you got one? Sam
Kahn with ESPN.com. Kevin, how long... You mentioned the 24-hour in the last that you guys have been dealing with this. How long have you known or have you had any advance inkling? Did this catch you by surprise, the news of Manziel?
I mean, just 24 hours. I found out. Actually, we were in this meeting room, and our team, we went to dinner. We had dinner last night. And so from us as a team, we're in school right now. And summer school is still going on. By the way, all 31 of our players that we signed – are in summer school and ready to go today. That's usually the question I get today. You guys skipped over that. But not only did we sign 31 players, they're all eligible, they're in school and ready to go. But after that, you know, we haven't really had a chance to talk as a team or do anything about that since we didn't know anything about it until yesterday.
Quick follow, what was your initial reaction when you heard it, and how difficult is it to deal with this on top of the wake of a player death?
Well, you know, it's your reaction is one of, okay, let's find out the facts. And like I said, our university is involved in that and doing their due diligence. And until we have the facts, whatever your reaction is not really important. It's what you do when you reach the facts. So, you know, for me, I've dealt with a lot of different things, but certainly, you know, looking 105 guys in the eye yesterday with and talking about a death of their teammate was pretty difficult. And I really, moving on after that, you know, is going to be, there's always going to be something, but nothing's going to be as bad as that.
To the back, Chip.
Kevin, Chip Howard with The Zone. Until you get all the facts, will you give your backup quarterbacks even more reps in practice, not knowing what may come in the future?
Chip, we've had a plan for our quarterbacks wherever I've been. And, you know, we didn't have a starter last year, but nobody asked me what the plan was for the quarterbacks. So, you know, we're going to practice however we do it. And until as the facts start to come in, we'll adjust accordingly.
Over here to the left, Christy.
Hi, Christy Reakin from the Associated Press. Kind of a follow-up to that is, so as you start camp today, is Johnny your starting quarterback still?
He'll get as many reps as he was going to get yesterday. You know, we've got to develop a backup quarterback no matter what. We've got one quarterback on the roster who's played. You know, Jamil transferred. So we have a number of young guys that are going to have to get a lot of reps. Just because a guy runs out there and gets more reps than another guy, if anybody's watched this practice, doesn't mean that you're the starter or you're not. You know, we rotate quarterbacks based on saving arms and getting them reps and meaningful reps and not wearing them out. So we're going to have to find a couple guys that can play, which we've done in the past. And I don't see that being any different this year.
Right here in the middle. Get the mic to you.
Coach David Nuno, ABC 13 in Houston. You've dealt with distractions before, but how do you deal with what has happened in the last 24 hours, the last few months, as the season progresses?
You know, I think you're talking about, you know, the last week, really. The other things that I think from an outside perspective for a team has not really been a distraction. I think the events maybe of the last week can be and have been. And it's, as I've talked to and been through different things, hurricanes, a couple of them, moving, putting people in hotels, playing games. And as a coach, you know, when those things happen, it's not what happens to you, it's how you deal with it. And, you know, fortunately, I guess, you know, I've been through a bunch of different things in with different football teams. You know, we've got a veteran staff that knows how to handle situations. And every fall, you come into camp with some unknowns. And, you know, the more that you've been around that, the better you are at handling it. You know, do you make mistakes? Sure, because kids make mistakes all the time. And your ability to deal with those types of situations, I think, define what kind of team you are, define what kind of person you are. And, you know, like I said, it's not what happens to you, it's how you deal with what happens to you that defines you. And we started talking about that yesterday.
So moving forward, nothing changes with your game plan from the last 24 hours. You're going to tackle the season the same way.
I don't think it'll change very much. You know, I think just like I talked about all summer, you know, last year, you know, I had one guy call me and ask me about, you know, what about, you know, the cloud or, you know, what's going on with the program and everything else. I said, well, we had a cloud over our head last year. Nobody think we could win any games. So, you know, every year you've got a challenge, whether it's replacing starters, whether it's replacing good players, or you're coming off a winning season, losing season, expectations. And, you know, I don't talk very much about what's said in this room with our football team, but we talked about expectations, not expectations from our fans or from former students or from you guys, but expectations in this room and what we expect of you on and off the field and what you can expect from us as coaches. That's the expectations we talk about.
Go back to the middle, Cease.
And then Robert Sussman of the Eagle. Kevin, could you give us an update on Everett and Raven and Ennis, where they stand as far as the team's concerned and their league legalities?
You bet. Kirby Ennis will be suspended for the Rice game. We're still gathering information on Floyd Raven and DeShazer Everett. That decision is forthcoming, pending further investigation. There's still a lot of information out there that we're gathering and our athletic department's gathering.
And we'll go Kate first, then over here to Brent.
Hey, Coach Sumlin, Kate, Dallas Morning News. Have you received any official notice from the NCAA that there is an investigation?
It wouldn't come to me in the first place.
But you would have heard from a university official, or have you?
Not necessarily. I would not. And those types of things would go to the athletic director or president.
Have you asked them if there is an official investigation ongoing?
I have not.
And have you had a chance to ask Johnny his side of the story?
I visited with Johnny a little bit. And like I said, we've got classes going on. We'll visit with the team this afternoon. So, these guys have, as that news came out yesterday, we had dinner, we had a team function, and I wasn't as glued to the television as everybody else was. And, today's a new day. So, we'll visit as a team. I'll visit with him this afternoon, and certainly, just like a lot of things, and you guys have heard me talk about it, we deal with a lot of things like a family, and whatever comes out of that conversation, I doubt will be discussed publicly, but certainly that will it'll be discussed internally, and that information is important.
Brent
Swarnerman, San Antonio Express News. If this investigation is ongoing August 31st, early in September, would you play Johnny at that point?
There's a lot of people involved in that decision. So, I'm not here to speculate on what's going to happen or what can't happen.
Other questions? Over here, Christy. Time for a couple more.
Christy Reakin from the Associated Press. Does it annoy you that instead of talking about your team and the good expectations for the season, that we're spending this whole time talking about the off-field distractions of Johnny Manziel?
You mean, do you guys annoy me?
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to constantly answer these questions.
What do you think? You could answer that.
But
it's the first day of football practice. So, like I said, I brought up the fact that for the first time in, my 6 years of being a head coach, no one's asked me about the new guys. That the fact that we signed 31 players and all of them are eligible. None of them didn't make their ACT, SAT scores, did well in class. They're all in summer school and ready to go. That probably annoys me more than anything else. So, we've got a team of guys that are hungry, a lot of guys who understand the challenges that are ahead of them, that have been away and know the expectations from their communities, from their parents, the fact that they can't have enough tickets for their family this year. They're trying to do all that. All of a sudden, everybody wants to come to the games. And they're excited to play. And annoyed is not the word. It's just, it's part of it. And like I said, the best thing for this team and the best thing for everybody involved in this organization is to get back to practice today, turn the music on and get going.
To the back, KO.
Coach Kevin O'Connor, WTAW. With everything that's happened, you've said in the past, it's each individual season is a new season. With the new players that are coming in, what is the feeling that you got from them on everything that's happened, including with the loss of Polo?
Well, you're talking about a couple of different things. You're talking about the emotions of losing a teammate, the emotions of, you've got 31 new players who barely knew him, and you've got another 50 guys who were very close. And so there's some mixed emotions in there, but once you're a teammate, you're a teammate. And the timing for those young guys to look up and have an empty seat is, that's when it really hits you. So because we had a lot of guys who were traveling and doing some different things a week ago in a discretionary period. So You know, as I said, the emotions of yesterday will continue. Hopefully there'll be some closure at the funeral, but you know, it affects different kids different ways. Roommates, D linemen, guys who are sitting in the meeting room with them or closer to them. But like I said, I think that the best thing that can happen is to get back into a routine, be together, and do something that these guys all like to do, and that's play football, which is something we haven't been able to do, be around each other like this in a football camp setting. We haven't been around each other in 2 months, let alone been around each other at all, you know. So this is probably the best thing that can happen to this group of guys.
Okay, over to the right, Coach Sam.
Hi, Coach. Sam Ponder with ESPN. I'm just wondering, when you're talking about this year being different as far as not being able to just talk about the new guys and the team, what do you think that reflects on? Is that college football? Is that the media? Is that, what's your take on the reason why this is what it is right now?
Well, it's a lot of different things. You know, we've got we're coming off of a year that no one expected. Number one, with a Heisman Trophy winner, and you know, the allegations of yesterday, that comes with the territory. If with a high profile player, and you know, the expectations outside the program are one thing. I think that you know, the fact that this press conference or media situations being carried live says enough. You know, last year I think we had it over in the academic center. There's about 20 people there, 15. It's a combination of all those things. So it's just like last year and the ability to win those games and move and deal with recruiting. It's not one thing in particular. It's a combination of a lot of those things that brought us here today. Right or wrong, that's where it is.
Now for two more, Suzanne, and then we'll have one more over here.
Suzanne Halliburton, Austin American Statesman. Kevin, I know Johnny was supposed to have been here according to the schedule that was released last week. Are you going to let him talk this in August about anything?
Or yep, not, you bet. There's not a season long. This is a one-day situation.
Rusty, you finish this up.
Hey, Kevin, Rusty Burson, 12 Man Magazine. With some of the distractions you guys are facing, how excited are you about seeing some of your senior leaders, the Tony Herds, Ben Molina, step up and really kind of assume control of this team?
Well, you know, we've had an opportunity over the course of the last month with Tony and Jake going to the SEC Media Days and Johnny, you know, to spend some time on that plane. There's only about four or five of us flying over there, and then you know, we got there the night before, so that really gives me an opportunity to visit with those guys. I started last year talking about Luke Jokel and the guys we brought the year before and their feelings coming and going, and because we don't have a lot of time as coaches with our players in the summer by NCAA rules, that gives me an opportunity to visit with the leadership of our football team. Very, very pleased with Tony Herd's attitude and Jake Matthews, guys who have been through and won games, been in critical games and made critical plays against really good players. You know, those types of guys are going to help us. I visited with Ben Molina today, and just an upbeat guy, and everybody who's around the program knows how I feel about Ben. I think, you know, all he does is things right. Leads us in rushing. He's on the kickoff return. He's not the kickoff returner. He's on the punt team covering kicks. And he came in and he said, you know, Coach, I just want you to know that he had some ideas about leadership and where he is in the pecking order. And you know, as a coach, for a guy to come in and sit down in front of you at your desk and say, Coach, I'll talk to you for a second. And I want to talk to you about my role, not as a player, but my role as a leader on this team. And what do you think about this? What if I do this? That shows you the type of maturity that the young man has. It shows you the level that he cares. And you know, we've got a few more of those that are coming out, and that's what camp's about. But Ben's been around it, and those three guys, I think, are the core of the type of senior leadership that we're looking for that can steer us through. Because these guys have been through a lot. You know, they've been through a year of me. They've been through 3 years of the past, and they've seen a lot of different things. And, you know, their leadership's going to be very, very critical, even though I'd say probably half of that 31 that we signed are going to be in critical roles. Those guys all know that in order for them to win, they're going to have to incorporate those young guys as quickly as possible and help them not only in the classroom, on the field, but off the field to get them to be the type of players and student athletes that we want them to be.